Moncrief on News Talk.
A new survey of people who use dating websites has found that a majority are ready to settle for a little better than average. Perhaps they're abandoning hope or just being realistic, but a majority have admitted that they're prepared to settle for a 6 out of 10. News Talk's Ah, You'll Do correspondent Henry McKean has been out meeting disappointed lovers. Good afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Were they disappointed or were they just going, what are you going to do?
You know, 5 out of 10, 4 out of 10. I mean, it is an interesting one. Even that phrase, you know, can we say that in the post-Me Too movement? But yeah, 6 out of 10, this is what we're settling for. 800 adults who use dating apps found 55% are seeking a partner who isn't stereotypically perfect. And so, yeah, they will go for 6 out of 10. We're also asking about imperfections that annoy you, things that annoy you about your partner. Like, for example, I had an ex and she had a terrible, terrible temper and she would flip off the handle over the smallest thing and then you'd just be on eggshells for the day. And I just sort of put up with it.
But are you sure that wasn't just you?
Well, it could have been. I could have been the annoying one.
It could have been. I could have been the thing. You know,
maybe she had a point, but she would never pay in a restaurant. She'd never even offer to pay.
Oh, really?
I'd always have to pay. And maybe that's me. Maybe I'm the one who's being scabby. Anyway, sorry.
I know, the odd time. Put your hand in your pocket.
She would never offer to pay. And I bought her an iPhone. Anyway, we'll stop now.
This what? Is not, I know. As well as dinner. Dinner and an iPhone. I'd like to go out with you then, Henry. I didn't know you were so generous. That's fantastic.
It's not a counselling session.
But anyway, so who'd you talk to?
Yeah, so we did talk to young people. I met this lady and I asked, do you have any dating apps?
I do.
You are on the dating apps.
Yes.
Which ones?
Just Hinge. But basically, like, Hinge is, I would say, the most genuine out of, like, all the options.
So there's genuine people on it?
You have to put your voice on it, so, like...
Not necessarily, actually. But you do have to, like, fill in some, like, prompts that, you know, kind of force you to dig a little bit deeper. But photos, again, like, you know, there's no, like, requirement for you to be entirely...
Do people put up, you know, exaggerated photos?
I mean, like, a few people, but compared to, like, you know, other apps that I've, like, seen or, like, from my friends and that stuff, it's really nothing compared to those.
And did you find 10 out of 10? Did you go on dates or did they work out?
I haven't really been on dates, but that's mainly for, like for my own safety rather than, you know...
But you,
like,
go on it anyway just to see what's going on.
Yeah, really just, I mean, like, I, you know, I tell myself, like, if something comes along where I'm, like, really wanting to, like, see that person, like, in, like, face-to-face, then it'll happen, but it really just, like, it hasn't happened for me that way.
Are you looking for a 10 out of 10, or do you want personality? Do you want someone to make you laugh, or do you want them to be very handsome?
I think it has a lot to do with personality. Like, I wish I could, you know, walk in blindly and be like, oh, you're hot, let's go out, but...
You could.
I could, but also they could be a serial killer, so, you know, you kind of do want to have a little bit of comfort in knowing, like, who you're going out with.
You never know really what they're going to be like, and they could be really attractive, but then they could be so boring that the date is the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Has that happened before? Really attractive guy, boring?
Oh, yeah.
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 You definitely have to drag chat out of them, and then what's the fun in that?
Gosh. Mm. Would they not get an inclination beforehand that the person might be boring? Because I assume on these dating apps, you communicate with
them. You can communicate. You can obviously share videos and you can share voice notes and even talk to them through the app.
Yeah, you'd think at that point that the person was a bit boring.
But maybe they just thought he was such a hunk and maybe there's a bit of personality there somewhere, but there wasn't. So it is, I mean, dating these days, it's really, really tough. It's tough online. It's tough in person. It really is really quite difficult.
Is it because, you see, you know this whole thing, even the premise of the survey was saying 6 out of 10. So it's been reductive already in the sense of everybody can be rated.
All about Love Island and looks and sexiness.
Yeah, and all that kind of. Yeah. So, like, probably everyone's a 6 out of 10.
Well, you could. Yeah, this is it. The girl next door.
There isn't, like, the most gorgeous person in the world who also has an absolutely perfect personality. That person doesn't exist.
And an attractive person is a normal-looking person, you know, in my view. So the girl next door or the boy next door who perhaps...
Well, it depends where you live, obviously. Well, you can live next door to... God knows who you could live next door to.
A werewolf. Yes. No, it's true. But yeah, like looks aren't everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, the survey goes on and it says 67% have avoided connecting with someone who has an ick. And I think an ick is basically a, you know, something that turns you off. And also 89% are looking for a match with someone with a warm smile. You know, what is a warm smile? This is the thing. But knowledge. I want to get to knowledge. I want to get to older people. Before all of this nonsense, they used to write each other love letters, which I think is beautiful. And it was all about how you wrote that letter. Here is Claire O'Connor and Kevin Honan. They've been married for over 50 years. I met them beside a loud building site.
I'd say I'm a lucky person. I got Mr. Number 10 here.
So you're number 10?
Yeah.
And how did you fall in love? How did you meet?
At a rugby match at a rugby club.
And what year was that?
1967.
And did you fall in love instantly, or what happened?
Yeah, quite instantly, yeah.
So you would see each other as a 10 out of 10. Does it surprise you, according to the survey, that people don't want Mr. or Mrs. Perfect? They want an average Joe or an average Jane.
I don't believe that at all.
You don't believe
it? I think if you choose somebody, and you're, well, we're with each other since 1967. We got married in 1971, so that's 53 years of marriage. And we've always considered ourselves top of the scale, haven't we?
Always top.
Always top.
Or else we suffer from the illusion that we're top of the scale, sure. You know. I mean,
we all live in illusions, yeah. So it's better to have them.
I mean, the whole question of love is so tricky, you know. What it gives you is the capacity to believe that the person you love is a 10. You know, that's the way it works.
So you've got to believe that that person can bring you love, can make you happy.
You haven't got to believe it, but you suffer from that, either an illusion or a belief that they are.
When did you get that thud? When did you realise, when you met in the rugby club all those years ago, she's the one?
It was when we started exchanging letters about 2 weeks later.
You had to send letters back then. This was obviously way before the internet and
phones. Oh, it was indeed, yeah.
So letters were our first literary exchange. And I would also say good quotations for any situation, plus interests in common. Kevin is a calligrapher and I'm a writer, so words are very important to us. So we fell in love through the old-fashioned method of writing letters, yeah.
Ah, now, if you're getting letters from a calligrapher...
Mm-hmm.
That's a quality letter. That's like he's like a professional.
Yeah.
He literally writes letters as in letters of the alphabet.
I mean, that's the original.
That'd be beautiful.
Like serious sexiness, far more than pecs or mine. I mean, beautiful letters written with a lovely pen.
Well, I suppose maybe that's the point then, isn't it? Maybe because if they're writing to each other, they're doing something that's actually personal.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're on a dating website, what have you done? You put up, you know, a picture of yourself, the best possible, you think, picture of yourself. Probably trotted out a few cliches. You like nature and walking on the beach and loads of stuff you don't like actually doing. And that's all.
They're good tips. Nature. I never mentioned nature when I was on these.
But you know,
sites.
People say that. They don't really mean it at all.
Well, that's,
that's the thing. Like, if they were to say, I like watching telly, you know, no one's going to put that on a dating site.
Well, even though, sleeping.
Yeah. Even though, like, you know, you'd be going out for 6 months and what are you going to do on a Saturday night? What's on Netflix? My husband, says Aideen, is a 4 out of 10. But is brilliant at handiwork around the house, and I've come to realise that's more important than love.
Well, that's great. 4 out of 10, but 10 out of 10 with a DIY. I'd take that.
Yeah, but she's like, she says it's more important than love. That implies she doesn't actually love him. She's actually living with a handyman.
Well, I think she loves him.
She doesn't actually love.
She does love him, but it's more important. Maybe she means love as in passion, as in the bedroom. Maybe she means that. Maybe she means sex.
Yeah. Aideen, please text back in and specify what you mean. Henry would annoy me if you bought me an iPhone 2. I wouldn't use it that much. Samsung all the way. Henry would have found out beforehand and bought you a Samsung.
I would have got her a Samsung.
And you would have dined in a Samsung restaurant. Anyway, so you met Claire and Kevin, who madly in love for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. Did you meet anyone else in that kind of super smug category?
Yeah, I did. Yes. Lots of people who are very, very happy. But we also got to meet some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Here is a man who still is with his childhood sweetheart. I wouldn't say he's smug. I would say he was just a lovely man. And he gives us some tips. And I asked him, how did you find love?
Well, I suppose I found love a long, long, long time ago. I was started dating my wife at 16.
16?
16
so
years.
So a childhood sweetheart.
Childhood sweethearts. We're still together now, married 38 years this year. And I think it's the age-old thing of finding the perfect companion, finding someone that shares your career, your path in life. Being best friends is absolutely the best way to have a long-term relationship.
So you fell in love quite early.
Yes.
When did you realise she was the one?
Oh, I'd say about 5 minutes after I met her.
Really? Yeah. You were like, and what was it? Was it the personality? Was it the looks?
Very much a combination of both. Very good-looking woman, especially if you're listening. And also a great personality. The sense of that moment was very much there when it happened. But like anything, we had our ups and downs and we had our breakups in the early years. But finding a way is there's one term that I learned when we were getting married. In those days, you had to do a course. And I always remember one of the contributors saying, love is a decision. And that has worked extremely well over the years, that it's not all about emotions. It's about going the course, making sure that you have your ups and downs, but you recover from it and you just keep the ball rolling in a positive direction.
These days, young people, they're finding love online on these dating apps. And does it surprise you that it turns out people don't want fake pictures, they don't want beauty, they want people to be real? And they're looking for average-looking Joes and Janes. They're looking for 6 out of 10s. I know that's a pretty hard term. They don't want necessarily beauty. Does that surprise you?
No, not in the slightest. If that's how you're gauging a relationship, you're already off to a bad start. Engagement is by far and away the best way to have a relationship. And it doesn't matter how beautiful a person is. In my case, I was lucky, or whatever, but in the general sense, it really is truly about conversation, about communication, and about sharing.
There you go. Another happily partnered person. One texter says, you're talking about settling and reaching. The settler is a 10 who marries a 6, and the reacher is a 6 who marries a 10. They are usually rich. Now, is it the 6 or the 10 who's rich? Or is it, do you get points for being rich?
Interesting.
Does that make, if you're an 8 and you're like really wealthy,
so
you become a 10.
A reacher is someone who makes it to the 10, and a settler is someone who makes it to the 6. And it could be either. It could be girl or boy or boy
yeah.
or boy or
but
girl.
The thing
girl.
Is, though, like if you're, yeah. to use that technicality, a 6, but you land a 10,
yeah.
obviously there's something about you that's made that 10 go, I'm going to choose you.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
makes you a 10.
Well, this
if
is,
you know what I mean.
You know,
you must have something like others might call you a 6, but
yeah.
maybe you're not a 6 at all.
Like you see a couple and there might be a really, really handsome, charming guy and he's with a lady that perhaps isn't so handsome. Can you say handsome? And
you can
charming.
Say handsome, yes.
And
or charming,
and
yes.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe it's personality. Maybe there's more to it than meets the eye.
Or yeah, and he could see something in her that other people don't see.
That we can't.
Yeah.
No,
my husband wears Crocs and I hate him when he has them on. What kind of grown man would wear such horrific looking things? Good thing he's easy on the eye. Okay, well, that's good then. So you just don't look at his feet and your grand. I thought Crocs were back.
Crocs are back. Crocs are back.
So,
they're sexy again.
Yeah,
it's
so
not just surgeons
yeah,
who wear
husband
them.
Is, your husband's kind of hip. Hi, guys. Big shout out to my parents who'll be 50 years married in August. Says Dave and Cavan. Johnny and Patty are their names. So congratulations to Johnny and Patty. Well done. My wife is a 10. I might be a 7 on a good day. We met smoking outside a bar in Brooklyn. I couldn't believe she was interested in me, but 15 years and 2 kids later, we're still married. She's still a 10 at 52. Absolute smoke show.
Oh, smoke show.
I
well
like
done.
That. That's a good phrase, smoke show.
And
well
they met
done.
In the smoking section.
Yeah. But see, you want to ask her. You tell her she's a 10. Ask her, you know, what am I? No, actually, maybe don't. you know what I mean, sir? But then again, if you like, if you knew you were a 10, why would you marry a 7?
And well, also, if you're a 10, there's a higher chance that you could cheat because everyone wants to sleep with you because you're a 10.
Absolute smug show. So,
yeah.
So for this poor chap, he must be living on his nerves for the last
15
years.
And he's managed to tame her.
Men chasing around the place with fire extinguishers. Because you know what I'm saying. Right, so you did.
Yep.
Now, people who run dating websites, yes, or dating agencies, mm-hmm, I imagine for them this is bad news, because yeah, that means that they'll just take the first thing on the shelf kind
well,
of thing.
Well, this is it. Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking, he disagrees with the survey and says that people don't want 6 out of 10s, but they want 10 out of 10s.
Dealing with the public and dealing with emotions and dealing with people who are looking to meet their future partner, they are looking for perfection and they feel that they shouldn't settle. They feel they shouldn't have to compromise. They feel that they've been through a lot and therefore I want to be really picky right now because this might be my last chance saloon. So I absolutely don't agree that people are just looking for 6 out of 10. They're absolutely looking for 10 out of 10 and they have to unwillingly then maybe compromise when they realize they have been a little bit too picky. It's not even a supermodel thing. It's that they feel, I want this hair color. I want this eye color. I want this height. I want that profession. I want this location. I'm very busy. I'm time poor. Therefore, I feel everything should fall, you know, the way I want it to fall.
They want to, like, basically, I don't mean to use this term, but they want to buy a perfection.
Well, yes, and a lot of the time they've been spending so much time and energy and effort online and they're jaded and they're losing hope and they feel absolutely hopeless that they're ever going to meet anyone. So they call us at Intro and they say, okay, well, this is what's been happening in my life for the last 4 years. I've been wasting 3 hours a night sifting through profile after profile. People have been completely disingenuous. They've lied through their teeth and now I don't know where to turn other than here. And so we say, okay, that's fine. I'm glad you've finally admitted to yourself that you need to put yourself into a very direct route approach way of meeting genuine people, because when you're online dating, you don't know what you're meeting, you don't know who you're meeting, you don't know if the profiles are even genuine or not, or whether they're just saying what you want them to say as opposed to what is actually true. So here we have to, like, sort of cut out all the nonsense and say, okay, forget what you've done in the past, this is what you need to be open to, and these are the facts, this is the frank and honest approach to dating. If you are reasonable, if you are realistic, if you are coming in and saying, I'm looking for someone who's kind and caring and considerate and who's going to be a good family oriented person and who is going to be a 50-50 partner with me, they're the ones who tend to get success. However, 20 times a day we say no to people based on the fact that they won't travel anywhere. They want everyone right here, right now. They are looking for ridiculous age gaps, like men will ring at 45 saying, have you any 23-year-olds on the books? And we say, yeah, we do, yeah, but they don't want to meet you because you're 45. But he doesn't like that. And he goes off in a huff, and then he comes back 3 years later when he's actually, you know, 48. And then he says, okay, you were right. I'll settle for that now. And we're like, oh, okay.
So can you find Mr. and Mrs. Perfect? Do they exist?
No. Stop looking for perfection is the point. What is it that I'm actually looking for here? Am I looking to settle down with a kind, genuine individual who just gets me? Women ring us every day saying, I want guys 6'2". I wouldn't be attracted to them otherwise. And I'm just being honest with you now by telling you that, Henry. And we're like, it's you saying that I'm just being honest doesn't justify it, doesn't make it okay. Because the fact is, in Ireland, only about 30% of Irish guys are over 6 foot. The average height is 5'7.5". So Intro can't stretch men taller, just like we can't make them all go to Trinity College and have a TCD email, which is what an awful lot of other people do request. I went to Trinity, I've got 20 letters after my name, couldn't possibly date him, sure he's only a bricklayer.
That's an astonishing fact. Most men in Ireland are 5'7".
Yeah, well, this is why we've so many jockeys, you know?
Okay.
There are lots of men who aren't very tall.
I would have thought. I thought
the average was about,
been getting taller.
Was about 6 foot. Yeah,
yeah,
but
it's
less. No, if you think about it,
wow.
Take away the big shoes.
Wow. Mm. Jer says, I dumped a girl last year because she was a 10 and was so up her own arse. She was so precious and used to think the world revolved around her. Being a 10 looks-wise makes you a 2 personality-wise. Give me an even 5 any day. Well, good for you, Jer, because that just goes to show we can't be saying a 10 just based on looks. It has to be a combination of things that gives you that score. Irene said we had a neighbour in Kerry, Mary, a Mike Faddy, God bless her, who would say, if you marry a handsome man, make sure he only has the one eye, as the second will go a-wandering, says Irene. Nice bit of wisdom there. Henry is completely wrong, says this texter. My wife and I are complete opposites. It's the wild sex that keeps us together after 45 years.
So it's wild sex, that's what it is. It's not about
fair
looks.
Jews about the wild sex after 45 years. You have to kind of keep in training, I suppose. There's being a 10 and knowing it, and being a 10 and not knowing. The former is the worst kind of, and then they don't finish it, but we can guess what the rest of that is, that But see, then they're not a 10. If they know it and they're going around being all 10-y, they're not a 10. You can't be a smoker and be a 10, not compatible. I'm assuming that's a reaction to one of the earlier texts that we got there about the fellow who met his partner when they were smoking outside a bar in Brooklyn. They probably don't smoke anymore. That's probably when you're younger and you're smoking, you know.
It might have been a social smoke.
It looks cool. Mm. John says, how do you know your number? I think I'm a 10. I'm tall. Well, over 5'7 makes you tall, apparently. I'm tall. Good job. Consider myself good looking. But I wonder, would people look at me and see a 10? And if so, how do they control themselves around me? I don't know, John. Well, it's an absolute mystery why people are ripping your clothes off.
It's true, though. I mean, you do. If you're a 10, you know you're a 10. I remember being on a stag and I was with a handsome man. Well, there was lots of handsome men, but one of them was very, very handsome. He basically had to beat the ladies away with a stick. He was a 10.
Right,
he had to beat them away.
Yeah.
They just kept coming towards him. You know, even
in
when
swarms.
We weren't in nightclubs, just in the street outside chip shops, he just had to like have a stick to get them away. They'd follow him around. So he was a 10. And they do exist.
Okay.
And he also was charming as well. He had the whole everything.
Okay.
He had
but was that difficult for him? Did he enjoy being a 10?
No, I think he felt it a little bit too much. It was like being a celebrity. It was it was a lot of attention. He just wanted to have a quiet pint. So they do exist.
Okay.
You can have the personality and the looks.
And
it's how you deal with it.
And has he got anyone now in his
life? Oh, he's married and he's settled down and he's happy. Yeah.
And is his wife a 10?
Well, yeah, she is. Yeah. She is a 10. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Without getting myself in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone says, I'm 6'1", can't get trousers in Irish shops. The max is a 33-inch leg. I need a 35. As for a wife, I'm too old at 65. You can get a 34 because I'm in similar kind of territory to you. A 34 will do you. If you look online, you can sometimes get a 36. Do you remember the old song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife? I know that lyric dates from a different time, I should think. I dated a woman for 2 years who couldn't stand being in the same room as, but she was so hot and crazy sex that I just couldn't break up with her. I just drank a lot for those 2 years. Oh, God. Glad that's over anyway for you. Oh,
wow.
God.
That
could have gone horribly wrong.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And sometimes attractive people can be crazy.
Yeah, but
that is true.
At the same time, this poor fella, you know, obviously, you know, there are people out there who just go, okay, I don't really like you that much, but you're really good looking, might have crazy sex for a few months.
You just fancy them. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you know, there's a term in it.
There's a chemical reaction.
There's a sell-by date on the whole thing.
Well, it will always end in tears, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so there was the dating profiles.
Yeah.
Because also a bit unfair, because not everyone's good at picture. Not everyone does good photographs.
And the tip is, don't choose your own pictures. I was on Tinder.
Ooh.
I'm not on Tinder anymore, I just want to say.
Yeah.
Before I got married, I was on Tinder.
Yeah.
And I used to give the phone to my friends and they would choose for me. And obviously that never really worked out.
Yeah.
But the photos. I ended up using the wrong photos, including a photo when I was actually I was in Africa and I was doing some charity work, and that is so cliched and it's frowned upon.
Oh, is it?
And it was white savior stuff, and I regret using that as one of my photos.
All right,
you're not supposed to use photos like that. But I did meet a lady called Atlanta Georgia Longmore.
That's her name, Atlanta Georgia Longmore.
Fantastic, isn't it? What a great name.
Okay.
And she talks about photographs and being young and what you should use on these apps.
People put a lot of emphasis on the photos online.
So photos online are important. So if I was doing a profile, just to say I don't have a dating profile, I did many years ago, what photo should I put up?
Well, I think it depends on the person, but most people try to put their best photos online, especially when it's around dating profiles, because you want to look your best on dating profiles.
So, you know, should you put one up? I had one up with me in a charity. I understand that's a no-no, because every guy wants to look like he's involved in charity. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Should it be an honest photo? And how much fake stuff is up there?
Well, there would be plenty of fake stuff. Like, when I look at profiles, I don't think they're very authentic, but the best pictures are kind of the ones when you're by yourself, not with your friends, not too flashy. No one really wants to see any photos of people, like, with their shirts off or money, anything like that.
So you don't want to see money, cash, and you don't want to see bling bling, and you don't want to see lads with their shirts off?
No, that would be probably considered a turn-off. I genuinely think with dating profiles, the first thing people do look at is photos, and it probably will be the most important thing on the profile to a lot of people, but that's not to say speaking for everyone.
Are your friends on the dating apps?
Yeah, most of my friends would be on the dating apps nowadays, all girls. mostly. Probably like Tinder, Bumble, them, those ones.
And are they looking for a relationship?
No, none of my friends will be looking for relationships.
Why are they on the apps then?
Well, it's kind of just like to meet new people and, you know, seeing all the fish in the sea.
Just to check them out, but would they meet them? Would they go on a date or they just have it for the crack?
Well, to be very honest, like a lot of my friends, they wouldn't really be looking for dates more so. It's more like one night things, or also if they're just bored, like to go and talk to some people and then come off.
So they don't want anything serious?
No, nothing serious.
So she says. That was Atlanta Georgia Longmore, if that was her real name. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.